Adrian. You know I'm the new kid on the block. I just want to say thank you for all of those who stand with me. Because I know what you have brought to Pacifica. I didn't know you was going through all of that, though. Because you know I'm not in no clique. But from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for what. And you're right. We should be having flowers or something or whatever to say goodbye to somebody that's been on the board for 6 years. So thank you.
Amen. God, thank you speak for all of us. Including the flowers part.
No.
Thank you. Or maybe some grass. I don't know. Flowers, grass, something like that.
Donate that money to a good cause.
Okay. Thank you. Dwayne Lark, well, wait. First, unless anybody else has any additional public comment, we will now move back into the report and then Q&A from the Pacifica National Board.
We're showing you what is it.
And up is Dwayne Lark for 2 minutes.
Let me be clear that I made this statement. I wrote this statement before Ms. Kersenay's report. First off, I want to point out that for 13 months, I've asked the PNB and its majority for a payback plan and fundraising, and there's still none. Second, the third NES, because the first two NES would not do the dirty work of this majority rogue PNB. And to say to work with people like that, it's almost like saying an American soldier working with a Russian or a Chinese. You just can't do it. More importantly, third, bylaw violations. I don't have time to articulate the bylaw violations these rogues have done within the last 6 to 12 months. First, I will say the bylaw requires 2/3 majority to change the timeline for an election. This rogue majority changed it to a simple majority. If you don't know corruption, you got your head in the sand not to see these people with Grace Aaron. And yeah, to me, and Bill Crozier running the show at the national level, and now they've gotten so puffed up about it, they can come here at the local level and run an illegal meeting and believe that they can seat people that don't even have a business to be seat, but they have complained about similar things that others have done. Such hypocrites. Second, the majority forced the ED to go against his own recommendations to terminate this election way back in May, because the original, which they chose, National Election Supervisor said this thing is rife with corruption. The list around the country have been co-opted. There are things going on. I have declared this election is over by his authority to do so. But this rogue PNB majority pushed them to the side and forced the ED to hire another one, Alma. Then when she didn't do that dirty work, they fired her in the last few weeks. Wow. These were two honorable individuals. And now they have a dishonorable lady that's willing to do it. But I've got at least, and why I don't write it, because I was putting it in writing. I believe the only person who was reading it may have been the chair and maybe one other people. I don't write stuff just for the sake of writing it. I will deduce, but if you want to hear the rest of this is a list of what these rogues have done in just the last 6 months to your Pacifica. And they are intentionally destroying this foundation so they can go and gather up East Station and run it the way they want to run it. I will relent.
Thank you. Q&A, starting with board members, and with the board's indulgence, I will allow this to be opened up within reasonable time limits, like 15 minutes maximum, to the public. But we'll start in the back of the room. You can pass, and I'll just one pass through. Nancy, Sabon, or Tommy, do you have any questions for the members? And it would be all of the members of the board for a one-minute response from each of them. Do you have a one-minute question?
About what?
Anything having to do with the Pacifica National Board.
Oh, the National Board question. No, I passed.
Okay. Anissa?
I
Okay. Okay. Well, let me look to my right. Anybody else? Okay, Casey.
All of you have been involved in this organization for so long and worked so hard. It feels in this moment, in this room, that we are losing KPFT and we are losing Pacifica. As I say that, I acknowledge my limited time here. In seeing these waves and patterns that I think have happened before, give us some advice as local station board members. How do we hold firm? How do we fight for our membership? How do we fight for our station, knowing that the national board, the executive director at times, do not have our backs when we make lawful decisions?
Adriana, do you have a...
Are you asking for
them? No, just the national board.
The PMB director.
Okay, it's up to the audience to ask questions, time permitting. 1 minute?
Yes, I mean, the only solution, like everything else, you can invent all the laws, you can change the bylaws, you can change all that you want, but the only solution is try to uphold the law, the bylaws, California Corporation, laws and the country laws and the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. Most of the time, like you said, you will be in the minority and you will be that. That doesn't mean that you don't stand up and say, doesn't matter. This is what is right, and I will keep voting for what is right. It's very difficult because the problem is that the PMB and doesn't pay attention, doesn't know who we are. People keep sending emails to the PMB thinking that they will read what they write. They couldn't care less. They have somebody that they choose, and that person is the one that they listen to. The rest, and you see, you can, if you listen, it's really painful, but if you listen to the PMB meetings, you see that it's not being paid attention to. People, some of them are just rubber stamping. And some people, for example, passing a vote to allow the person that they follow to cast a vote, and then they will follow and vote whatever that person wants to vote. That happens.
Joseph Davis. Biden. All right, 1 minute.
Well, here's my advice. You know, there's these Pacifica bylaws, Robert's Rules of Order, the California Corporations Code. Why do those things matter at all? It's basically there's a set of rules by which we're supposed to function. And in order for us to be a democracy, a group where actually each of us accounts and has rights and what we're supposed to act together to do something, means there has to be a set of rules by which we act together. And that's exactly where we've gone astray. When just, you know, so there's 22 people on the P&D, and if there's 24 people in this room, if the majority just decide, think they can do anything they want, you don't have democracy anymore. What you have is tyranny. And what these little rules are about, and some of the most important thing that I've learned from all of this, is about protecting the rights of the minority, of the people who have something different to say, that even if we get voted down, even if we don't get to make the decisions. And the thing is that the only protection any of us have when we're involved in either this local station board, or if you're involved and you become a PMB member, the only protections you have is knowing this stuff. And I realize people look at this and go, this is too hard. Let me tell you something, it takes probably about less than a 2-hour college course worth of work to do this. Anybody in this room can do this. It's a little bit of a headache to do, but you can. And at least you'll know when you're being lied to. Because if you don't know this stuff, that's the problem. Someone walks in the room, and I'm not going to name any names because it doesn't matter. I could walk into the room and tell you the bylaws say this. How do you know that I'm telling you the truth or lying to you? Because this is your weapon. This tells you the difference when somebody is pulling you something on you, or you at least know when you're being lied to. So that's why, if you ask me what we need to do to try to make this foundation work, is try to understand that we need to know when we're being lied to. If the rules aren't perfect, then fine. We have to deal with imperfect rules, but at least let's play on a level playing field, and then I think we'd be all right. But that's what I suggest each and every one of you to do. Learn this stuff, know what you're doing, and then use your own sense of right and wrong once you get beyond that. At least you'll know how to fight. So that's it.
Thank you, Joseph. Lynn Ark.
First off, let me say that we ourselves, with these rules we employ, are playing their game as well, because there's no way you can speak the truth and educate folk in 1 minute in response or 2 minutes. So playing this game of limited debate and limited discussion, you're playing right into their hands. Secondly, they don't give a damn about diversity. Diversity of thought or diversity of people. Whether you call it racist or not, as long as they got 11 Anglos, one Negro, they're satisfied to say that's diversity. Now, what we do here is a reflection sometimes of what they do. And it's not good politics or good for the foundation to say, you go away because you've been around for 7 years. You go away because you... Institutional knowledge to fight these people is very important. So to throw away those who have the institutional knowledge and put newbies on where they can manipulate is stupid. So you need to have a more rational approach to how you're going to resolve it, but you damn sure can't talk about it in 1 minute.
Thank you very much. Do we have...
I have a question.
Well, wait a second. First, I'm going to go forward. Along the line, do you have any questions for our three PND members?
Well, we've talked about increasing membership by getting out to the communities. We need better outreach, and let's start at the top in terms of having transparency. You know, transparency about the facts, about what's going on, who's responsible for each of the duties with the PNB and so forth. So if we demand transparency, that's a start. That's my comment for now.
Okay. A comment, not a question. So Ben, do you have a question? Mike?
The question I want to ask the PNB is, we're in big time debt. How are we going to pay this off in 2019? Has there been any plans? I asked it at the meeting last night as well. We're in debt. We need to do something to save the network and the station. What is the plan to pay the debt off?
Adriana.
Okay. Like I said before, it's not possible. If PNB keeps spending, like it's not tomorrow, they might know something that we don't. We keep signing hundreds of thousands of dollars contract for our side job that nobody knows. I mean, they don't. We know that the money is not there, but nobody talk about that, and they keep signing contract and approving. It's not plausible to pay. The only budget that we have in the last 3 years was from KPFT, approved by that by the finance committee and by that DCLSD. But the National Finance Committee didn't even talk about the issue. They were even not allowing our PNB director to be in those meetings. We have a budget. The only station in the whole network that have a budget, and we put there a provision to start saving some money for repayment. The reality is not repayment plans. We keep asking the same thing. We don't even know where the money is. We don't even know. Directors are self-dealing us about a situation that we don't know. But the money is not there. Maybe it's a plan.
Joseph, 1 minute.
Well, I can give you an example. In both the Finance Committee and the Strategic Planning Committee, there was a motion that was passed by both those committees and presented to the BNB, basically just to ask each of the five stations to give us a rundown on what they did with their money, how they ran their finances at the station. This was presented to both the executive director, which was Livingston at the time, and of course the BNB as a whole. BNB, of course, the majority voted against it. We don't even know what the stations are doing with their money at all. We don't know what bank accounts they have. We don't know what their balances are. We don't know what their incomes are. We don't know what they're spending the money on. And basically, the PNB doesn't want us to know. They voted against even asking for that information. I think that says the world about what the intentions of that body are when it comes to paying off this loan and taking serious accountability for our finances as an organization. Thank you.
Thank you. Join Mark?
Boy, that's a hell of a remark.
But first off, I stood here in December last year telling you that I was asking for a plan. That I have consistently been the voice of those of you who want accountability for them to come up with a plan. So the other members answered that. But what I'm going to deduce, and I'm going to violate, is that I've been called a racist on the board simply because I point out things. But consistently in my life, whether it's the military, whether it's the post office, wherever I've been, I've had coalitions of Anglos, Hispanics, and Asians demanding. And in fact, I've not been a member of an organization because they wouldn't allow diversity. They wouldn't allow Anglos to join. So I take the banner that you can call me a racist, but you can't prove it in my life. But these individuals who are ruining this foundation, and how do you stop them? Until you get the majority, you can't stop them. Because in this country, no matter what it is, whether it's a rogue majority in the Congress or the Senate and the PNB, as long as they got the majority, they're going to do these things. And until you recruit people and put your money and your talent together in the next election, because this one is already gained.
Thank you for that good question, Mike Lewis. And now Susan Moreno. 1 minute for a question and 1 minute for responses. Susie, do you have a question?
I've said this before, that there's no organization and there's no department or at Pacifica that holds every station accountable. And how do we get that accomplished? Because that's what we need. Because we need to know what the financial status is for each station. We have to have a plan, and that's the only way we can have a plan to pay back the loans. The other thing is, I've heard through the grapevines that a lot of these people are the ones that lent the money to KPFT, and so if that's true, they're counting on us not repaying these loans, because then they will have full control and they will own the stations.
I'm going to take that as a comment rather than a question.
Is that true? Has anyone heard that?
Yes.
I heard the question. Okay.
Right.
Okay, Adriana. Pardon me?
She don't want to start all the time.
Okay, Joseph. Please let me make note of the fact V. Patel has arrived.
Something also Alana Long mentioned about the need for transparency and why is it that we're not doing anything. For instance, outreach. You know, each station's budget should be around $2 to $7 million, really. And we run them into the ground basically because we've allowed managers to hire their friends. So instead of putting $100,000 a year into a billboard, we'd rather hire a couple of friends to sit around and, well, they're just our friends and I'm doing nothing at the station. We've allowed employees to become corrupt. And it is transparency. And it's going to have to be demanded by the public. Because there's too many people already embedded on the various boards. Every station. I've spoken to people at all directors at all five stations. And there are people on staff at every station who are there because they're somebody's friends of a friend. And they're getting payrolls out of Pacifica. And no performance requirements. And no job descriptions, and no performance evaluations, nothing. And this is going to have to come from the public, because the public, unfortunately, votes people based on name recognition. They don't look at the performance. They look at the majority of the PMD keeps getting elected over and over again. Why? If anybody had any sense voting for the people in the PMD, they'd look at the performance of the last 10 years, recognize the same 10, majority of people who've been on it, and realize these people are running into the ground. But unfortunately, we don't. And how I'm going to get, that's why I can't answer your question, because I don't know how we're going to get the public to change who they vote for. But they do, it needs to be, we need awareness and pressure from the public to make this kind of a change.
Thank you very much. Joanne Lark.
First thing you ought to do and work for is lifetime term limits. Second thing, I think it's important to note that you need to have a special meeting here in Houston, because what you're doing right now is not going to solve your problem. If you have a 2-hour, 3-hour session where these PNB members can impart and impugn what's really going down, I think each of you will start a mail, draft a letter and send it to the
Attorney General, if you had the knowledge. But we can't give you the knowledge in 3 minutes. So make the commitment to come here and hear what's going down, and then maybe we can begin from Houston to tell the story to the AG more than Adriana or a few other folks, because it's going down, and you really don't even know, because you give 10 minutes or 15 minutes of a report when these people, you care about the foundation, but do you care enough?
Perfect. 1 minute. Adriana.
It's not, it's absolutely true.
Money is buying Pacifica, is buying the seats. More than that, we have ample proof. Happened in 2016 for the first time in KPFT, but this happened before in all the other stations. We saw how the money from California came here and you know, surprised everybody, and basically they are buying the seats. That's what they are doing. And then they have their own loans that when you pay attention, the one that are the beneficiary, some of them are directors. Some of them are listeners that are running now to visit again here in this LSB. That is the reality. When you see, you need to follow the money. It's a bunch of things. Like I said, I was elected December 29, 2012, but I was seated at the board at this LSB January 9, 2013. And in the PMB, January 30, 2014. It's a bunch of information that I cannot give you. I need to go to the AG and have from the AG. I have from the AG the option to give some documentation that is totally confidential. But I'm willing to be a whistleblower. I don't have any problem. I see where the money at this exact time. They are buying election and seats in the LSP boards all over. And the proofs are there. The California attorney has it now. I hope that they can intervene.
Bob Gartner, 1 minute. Do you have a question or a question?
Well, mine is probably not nearly as important as the ones that have been voice tonight, but I found it exceedingly curious that the PNB would push this thing about telephone meetings, and especially against one idea of the facilitation of that, and this is a bit snide, but I found it rather curious that Matthew Moore jumped at the opportunity to facilitate their meeting last night with his IT expertise, and you never heard him say that in here. So I wondered what, when these things were discussed at the PMB level, what was the experience of our members with, I guess there was two resolutions.
Let me start with Joanne Ark.
As it has been in the last 6 to 7 months, they limited debate, they didn't give a damn what the facts were. They didn't give a damn about what the minority said. But moreover, what's important is that the very person that this fight has been surrounded by, which is Deborah Shafto, her very husband on the PNB voted against telephonic participation. The height of hypocrisy, these people, I got to tell you, to tell me to try to work with them and not speak the truth about them, you shouldn't expect that from me, because I've been described by all faucets. Wherever I've been described as an agitator. And I told one manager at a place I worked that said, well, I tell you what, when you've got a washing machine, and after that cycle is over, if you don't have that agitator in there, what do you have left? Just a bunch of filthy ragged clothes.
And that was exactly 1 minute. Adriana.
Well, it's the same. It's, first of all, like Quinn said, it's absolutely true. 2015, and I was one of the sponsors of remote participation, but only for people with disabilities. Right? That was the idea. Well, George Reiter was one of the votes down. He voted not to have that, like the Bayou Amendment. the reason why they are having remote participation is because most people, like happened in this board, the changes are too fast because people are tired to come to a meeting and not have no results at all. The only way that they don't have any, you know, they don't miss the meeting. They put the telephone there, don't pay any more attention, say yes when they ask them to answer. But then it's a way to silence you. They can mute you. You don't know how the public can get by with telephone communications, because we are saying that the listeners, the members, the membership, the public have the right to communicate with us. That is impossible with telephone communication. How that will happen? The PMB said, well, they can send you an email. Yes, they can send you an email. You know, 4 or 5 members that I know send emails to the PMB meetings. But the reality, that doesn't happen. And they control, they put the volume down, they turn off, they don't allow me to get in. That's why. It's not enough that they buy the seats. They need to be sure that you are never be heard. And if you are not in person, it's easier. Nobody sees what is happening. Nobody sees your hand saying, I'm asking for the floor. That's why.
Okay, Joseph.
All right. I think as was pointed out, and I think I'll just tell you what the conclusion is. The reason why it's at one point it was voted down to have telephonic participation, right now apparently the PNB is voting up to have telephonic participation, is because there are more people who are friends of the majority of the PNB who are the ones who are going to participate in the telephonic participation. In fact, then there weren't as many, so they voted against it. It's purely political. And which brings me to my point about the issue. Is if you study parliamentary law, Robert's rules, and you understand what their discussions are and how carefully you have to structure telephonic participation. Because as Adriana was referring to, if Venetia's not here, Venetia Williams or KC's not here, how can you make sure that your voice is just as powerfully heard as someone who physically comes to this room? And you can participate equally well. When you start putting people at different means of participation in this room, it affects their rights to participate in the process. And you can use it for their advantage, or you can use it against their advantage based on what the majority wants, which is a direct violation of the whole concept of parliamentary procedure. This is something we should never even consider doing. As long as we're in communities, whether it's here in Houston or the other 4 stations, it's really, frankly, the best interest of the people who are participating for us to call, come here and do this in person. Having some people here than how many call in is directly undermining the ability of public, the community. Because we talk about what Pacific Radio is about. We're supposed to be the community getting involved. Well, when we have puppet votes from the majority likes to keep around, because they're going to excuse all their absences and they're going to set them up where they can stay on, those are the ones who will always stay on. But the non-puppet votes get gotten rid of. They get washed out of the LSPs. That's why it's so important for us to do these things in person, because that is the strongest way to protect the rights of whoever gets elected, whether you're on this faction, that faction, or maybe you're actually here to bring your own opinion and do what's right for Pacific. Thank you.
Folks, it is now 9:10. Nancy, you passed the first time around, and a number of other people did. How many, let me see by a show of hands, do we want to extend by one more round for Nancy and the 3 board members or not? And then do we want to go beyond that?
Motion to extend 10 minutes.
10 minutes? I'll put a, how many for 5 minutes?
Motion to extend 10 minutes.
I understand. I'm going to put both of those before the body.
There's only one motion.
Mr. Chair, will you just acknowledge the motion that's been put forth by a duly member?
Okay.
Thank you.
How many people are in favor of extending by 10 minutes? By a show of hands? Those opposed? Okay, we'll extend for 10 minutes. Nancy?
Yeah, I have a question to the PMB directors. Was there any explanation why the NES, Graham Drew, is that his name, was fired? And was there any explanation why Alma Vizcarra, or the NES, was fired? And was there any explanation about this? Why? Or did y'all have questions about this? That's one question.
Okay. Dwayne, 1 minute, then Adriana, then Joseph.
Mr. Chair, I will relinquish my minute to Adriana. I think she can speak to it more effectively.
You have 2 minutes, Adriana.
All right, let me go first. First of all, was there an explanation? No. What happened is the executive director reported what the national election supervisor said. He was canceling the election because of the problems with all the lists. And
membership.
Yes, the membership and the staff and the lists. And then it was just basically impossible to have any kind of a remotely fair election. At which point, without, you know, there was, again, no explanations, just immediately the majority said, well, you know, we have, they moved for motions to go ahead and have hire new NES and continue the election process. Even the executive director was taken aback and a bit stunned by it. But then again, they have him at will in employment. So, you know, he relented and went ahead and went along with what the majority said, because he really has no choice. So that's what I saw in the PNB, is just, again, the majority wants there to be these elections, because they want to get rid of the people who have, in the face of it, what's happened is we've gone down the runner-up list on the various things. We've had people that have trickled up into the boards at all five stations who actually care and are willing to fight for what's right, and who don't have the big name recognition that they have. So they want these elections so that the big name recognition come people and wash out all the people from the communities again. That's the point. So, there you go.
Adriana, 2 minutes.
Yes. Joseph is absolutely right. The first national election supervisor was hired late. And after he started working, he called for, we have an executive session meeting of the PNB. And we didn't know that he sent the report. We read the report that now is public, everybody can see it, and he said, according to the bylaws, he's the only person, the only function that in this foundation the PNB or the executive director has is hiring the national election supervisor. Then it's up to, you can read the bylaws, it's up to the national election supervisor if they certifying or not, if the election is fair or not. All of you saw the report. She said it's impossible in the time frame that you are giving me to have fair election. The normal thing, one of the options that he gave us, he said we can skip, start normally in March, as the bylaw said, and have time to clean the listenership list and the staff list and do it the right thing to make a fair election. Obviously, the PME listened to that, look at executive director and said, we don't care. Hire another NES and consider this one resigned or fired. That is not true. The guy said, this is my recommendation. I'm a professional and I'm not putting my name or my company name under an election that they cannot certify. After that, they hire somebody else. They always need a scapegoat. We call it a scapegoat. Somebody that could be blamed.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then they hired a second one. And they were pushing that second one to, you know, I mean, we don't have much communication with the local, the national election supervisor. The reality, they keep changing when they are not saying yes or whatever Grace Annan and her group wants. They are being moved. It's like a chair, you know, okay? I mean, they replace it. They put somebody else. Doesn't matter if it's fair or not. Doesn't matter if it's a fair election. No, even against the advice of the Council of the Pacifica Foundation, they are doing whatever they want. And you can see, some of you already saw, how things that were decided before, some candidates are being really approved. We have a case in KPFT of a person that is proven, and a staff person that is proven that she sent to herself the list of all the listeners and staff members. Well, that person was fired from the station. It means it's not anymore staff, but I just read that was approved to run as a staff when it's already proven. That doesn't matter. They say, well, T3, I don't care if it was a thief or not. The reality is, it's proof there that she made to herself the information that can give her an advantage because she's running as a candidate. And she's not anymore a staff member. But that person keep running. I mean, I just saw it in the list. She's approved to run, even when it's not a staff. What I tell you? Is any fairness? No. But maybe that's the idea. Make it totally unfair, make people sue the foundation, and then we will go back to faster.
We have time for one more question from someone who passed.
I'll do one.
Okay, Anissa.
I don't know about at our station, but with California and Washington, who have a higher deaf community, if they want telephonic meetings, are they willing to give us a video relay system to make our meetings accessible to all communities?
I'll start with Joseph.
Your question is are they going to implement some telephonic participation in such a way that it would include people with various disabilities of any kind, for that matter? And all I can really say is, I'd say no. The entire purpose of what the PMD is trying to do, as far as including people in meetings, is purely about keeping their friends in as membership of boards and votes. They don't really give a damn about participation at all. They don't want to hear anyone else's opinion. There's a majority that's in charge, and they're the only opinions that count. Frankly, there's probably only about four people in that whole group that they care about. And if they want someone to be on a board to participate, it's simply so that they can lock a vote in, which means basically they're locking another person from the community out. They're making sure that people from the communities can't get into these stations and can't start being part of the democratic process. So to even think about whether the technology is accessible to people with certain conditions or not, I'm sorry, it's not even mildly relevant to what they're trying to achieve. Sorry.
We have 2 minutes left.
I relate my time to Ms. Costa.
Adriano, we have a minute and 45 seconds.
It's the same situation. The only participation that is allowed is the one that can be manipulated by a small number of people that they don't even know who they are. They don't care about anything else. It's good.
Well, that does complete the allotted time for this item.
We still have a minute and 30 seconds.
Bob Gardner, what?
Point of personal privilege.
State your point.
I have sent a letter to the California Attorney General and about one thing, which to me is a very significant thing. And I just want to reiterate what Dwayne suggested about that. Maybe he could give some of you some one things to put in a letter that you would write and send. I think now could be a very important time. Well, they've got a new AG out there.
Amen.
And he's had time to acclimate himself a little bit. Maybe he's ready to take this on.
That was not a point of personal privilege, but...
What is a point of personal privilege, Mr. Chairman?
You're out of order.
Well, point of request for information, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
What is a point of personal privilege?
I need to go to the bathroom. I'm cold. I can't hear. And you can read it in the book.
I have read it in the book, and it is at the discretion either of the chair or the body.
All right. This chair made the ruling. You can rule to overturn it. But let's get on. We got business to do.
Thank you.
Okay. I gave him the full opportunity to say it before I called him out of order.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. We are now at Roman numeral X or 10, PNB Director's Election. What is the, I'm a bit of a loss on what we do at this point. Does someone wish to advise the chair on how we should go forward on this director's election? I'm looking at you, Joseph.
All right. The curse of learning how it works. Of course, we've already submitted nominations that were due by the end of December. All those names, I believe,
are these the names that were collected that are listed here, the nominees under item 10-1? I know that I nominate some people, looks like they're here. Then basically we just vote, and we're going to have to use STV voting, and I did get my STV voting materials. The way we usually do this is we allow each person who happens to be here to make a statement, you know, to why they should be elected a director.
For how long?
Huh? Yeah.
1 minute? 2 minutes?
It varies. I mean, there's certainly no point in going over two. And then we usually did a little Q&A. On the other hand, we dedicated entire three-hour meetings to those elections, and we're down to the last hour of this meeting, so I would suggest compressing time a lot. Once that's done, there's an STV vote process. I have ballots and one that I can set up. We'll need them for two elections. Basically, there would be an instant runoff election for electing one staff director, and then there'll be three positions that are set for the listener directors, and those will be the top three vote getters from a single STV. In other words, when you pick your ballots, you pick for as many candidates, and whoever gets the first choices is going to be the first one. Doesn't matter, there's no ranking, but it chooses three members will be it. And by the way, unlike Pacifica elections, there's no such thing as a runner-up. Like whenever we lose a director or a delegate from an LSV or something, we go to the runner-up list. These elections don't have that. It's just whoever gets elected is elected, and if there's ever one that resigns, they're replaced by a different article in the bylaws. So
by another election.
Usually a majority vote, which is not so good. Come on.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
There's no point to address in terms of one of
Mr. Idea. Chair, point of order.
Do you have some advice regarding how we move forward on this?
Well, first off, I have a point of order, if you would acknowledge it.
State your point.
The point is we should go into a delegate assembly to do the election.
Okay.
The second suggestion, as you would that if there would not be more than three individuals who would want to place themselves or accept a nomination, we can move this thing real fast.
Okay. Well, before we go into a delegates assembly, Leon, let's go through the nominees and see if there are any individuals here tonight who have changed their mind and do not want to be considered. I'm going to go down the list. The nominees are Wesley Bethune, who is not here. Bill Crozier is not here. Bob Gartner, do you wish to be considered for the PNB?
He's staff. That's a whole different animal.
I have an issue.
No, that's point of order.
State your point.
You were just asking whether people want to be nominated or not.
That is correct. Yes or no is all I'm looking for right now. Do you wish, and you're not, do you consider yourself still to be staff?
Well, I don't know how to not interrupt this process because there's no asterisk next to my name, which I just now noticed. I was staff. I'm not staff presently.
Okay.
But I got elected based on being staff. So I don't know what you want to do with that.
I don't know what the body recommends we do in that case either. But first, do you wish to run, regardless of whether...
Yes.
Okay.
Point of order.
State your point.
Mr. Chair, would you define by your bylaws whether a nominee would be eligible if they have not served on the LSV for a year? In other words, some people may be a replacement to the board.
The answer is no. If you have not served over the course of time, like you may have been on the board 5 years ago and come off, and you might have served a year then.
So if you're replacing someone else and it's been less than a year ago, you would not be eligible.
Unless you had previous time that you had served on the board.
Point of information.
What is your question?
Have you certified all of the people on this list have served that year?
I am assuming that they are honest, and if there is any dispute on any of these names, I would like the body to tell me that they feel that these people are not qualified. So, to continue, Wally James is not here. Jim Kraft is not here. Dwayne Lark, would you like to be considered as a candidate for the PNB? Dwayne?
Reluctantly, yes.
Okay. Adrian Violette is not here. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Matthews Moore is not here. Susie?
Point of information, I don't think Matthew Moore has served on this board a year.
Yeah. I think you are correct, so I will scratch that. Susie Moreno, viewers to be con- no. Okay. Venetia Patel Adams.
It's you don't have to have been, you have to have been on the board for a year ever. Right?
Total.
Yes. Ever.
Yeah, I accept.
Okay, you accept. Rick Potoff is not here.
Point of information, I don't think Rick Potoff has served on this board for a year unless he served before
he
my
has.
Coming.
He okay. has. Okay.
Where's
Robert Marsh?
He has served over the course of time plenty more than a year.
Okay.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi, do you wish to be a candidate?
Yes.
Okay, Rita Washington.
No, thank you.
That's a point of order.
Is that a resounding yes?
That's a no, thank you.
Venetia Williams.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Ted.
All right. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that Brent has not served before.
Yes, he has.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Yes, I changed my mind.
Well, once you say no, you're out. No,
okay,
no.
Fine.
No, no, no. Venetia is back on the list. A little humor is necessary in these meetings.
Point of information, did you remove your own name because you're not interested?
Yes, I am not. I don't know if I was nominated, but I am... I'm not a candidate. Okay, and all right, there. I was going to put forward two ideas, and you can tell me if you wish to consider a third or none. 1 minute for question, 1 minute for answer. Each person gets one question, and each person gets 1 minute for an answer, or 2 minutes for a question and 1 minute for an answer. Joseph, I see. Do you have a thought on this? Huh?
Point of information.
State your point.
All these nominations were supposed to be received by the secretary, which is Alana Lund. Is this the total list of nominations that you saw?
No.
Actually, I think I was the recipient as secretary at the time. I was still, I was in force.
No, you were not.
Well, I was like in December, and it was December 31st was the last day for nomination.
I received them prior to that date, so it was a combination.
Was it to LSV?
Are you doubting any of the... Are you saying some of these people should not be considered?
No, what I'm saying is I want to make sure anyone who is legally nominated is considered.
Okay.
And that would have been sent to Alana Lund because he was the official secretary as of December 31st.
But some names were submitted well before that, which was not illegal.
Yes.
Is anyone missing?
I just want to make sure we're not dropping it.
Yeah. Is there anyone who is aware of anyone that you nominated who is not included in this list? Yes?
Who?
Rita can read Ferry May, that she nominated a bunch of people twice.
Let me see. I think they're all over here.
Some have declined.
Yeah.
Point of order. I remember several emails where people made nominations via email.
That was where this list came from, was a bunch of emails.
All right, good.
Rita, is there anybody you
know? I think I had Casey. Who? Casey.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
I said two now.
That's your
second. Mr. Chair. Alana Lund, Casey, Ted, Susie, Bob, and Joseph.
And Joseph.
Plus, I had another one that had Wayne, Nancy, and...
Mr.
So,
Chair,
Casey, I know I had your name.
Just let me let Rita finish.
So, I did. I had Casey's name.
Casey, do you wish to be included? She has declined.
So can we just clear that up in terms of who wants to be and who doesn't, whether they're nominated or not?
What about Joseph? Did you
know?
Yeah, I had
Joseph.
Joseph was nominated. Declined. We can expedite this.
Okay. Well, we just did. So, let me see if I show hands of those people who prefer 1 minute for questions and 1 minute for answers. And then the second option, if you don't like the first, is 2 minutes for questions and 1 minute for answers. Do you wish to offer an alternative?
Yes, I'd like to offer 30 seconds for questions and 30 seconds for answers.
Oh, second.
Okay. All right. So we've got three options.
Where did they come from, Ted? Hmm? You made two of them up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just... Do you wish to offer an alternative?
The alternative would be to not make up options because it's not your
preference. What would your preference be?
We have one from the floor, 30 seconds, 30 seconds.
Okay, let's just go with that, and if it gets a majority, then that will be the process.
I have an alternative offer.
Yes, sir?
30-second question, 1 minute response.
Okay, so we have two options, and we'll take them one versus the other. Is that acceptable to the body? Okay, seeing no objection, how many of you prefer 30-second question, 30-second answer? One, two, three, four. Is your hand up?
Yes. What is the up?
The alternative is 30-second question, 1 minute answer. All those in favor... of 30-second question, 1 minute answer. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So that will be the process. The first candidate up, and I am not clear on whether Bob Gartner is a candidate for staff or for the general public. And Joseph? Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I have a point of order, so to speak, a order for this election process. If we have the final list of people, then I need to be preparing these materials while you're doing the Q&A. So I need to know, is this the final list for the staff? It's Robert Gardner, Wally James, Mike Lewis, V. Patel. Is there anyone else that I missed?
Yes.
Who else?
They're the only ones eligible.
Robert Gardner. Who
else? Of course, not eligible. She's not on the board.
Okay, and then the people that I have for listener is Wesley Bethune, Bill Crozier, Jim Krapka, Dwayne Lark, Adrienne Oliviolette, Rick Potoff, Nancy, and Manish Williams. Are those correct?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll prepare the materials. Thank you.
Okay, and we are in a council of delegates. We will be in just a few seconds. And I think we have declared, since Bob was elected as a staff, he's a delegate as a staff. He would be running as a staff as a director. So the person who, as we go into a council of delegates, is that the correct?
Delegates assembly.
Okay. A delegates assembly. I would like to yield the chair and let someone else be the timekeeper and the person who calls people in this process. If someone else would like to step up who is not nominated, this will not deny you the opportunity to ask your 1 minute question of each candidate, 30-second question of each candidate. Would someone else like to step forward to chair this portion of the meeting?
I object to you using our time this way. I think you should chair your meeting.
Amen.
All right. Well, then I will stay as chair, and we'll move into the Council of Delegates. And first
question. Do we have to take roll call again?
No. We'll just note that the same people who are here have not changed since we took roll in the beginning. Okay, so the first, along.
Could you read back to me the candidates and listeners, please?
The listener candidates are Wesley Bethune. You might go down the list and just circle them on your agenda.
Let him write them. That's okay.
Okay. Wesley Bethune, Bill Crozier, Jim Krafka.
Okay.
Well, in a moment's time. Dwayne Lark, Adrian LaViolette, Rick Potoff, Nancy Saibara Naratomi, and Venicia Williams.
Point of information.
Yes.
Do we assume that they accept these nominations if they're not here? Is that what we do?
That's what I'm assuming.
Point of information.
State your point.
Alana Long isn't running. I thought we nominated
him. As secretary, he would have to step down as secretary.
He still can run.
Yeah, he could. Do you wish to be included as a candidate?
I don't think I'm eligible. No, I don't.
Okay. So no and no. Okay.
You've been on the board before, haven't you? Yeah, definitely. You've never been on the board before?
Rock and roll.
I think so.
Yes, you don't push it.
But he doesn't want to do it, he said.
So it's a moot point, folks. Let's move forward.
Amen.
The first candidate is Bob Gartner. Nancy, do you have a 30-second question, or do you want to?
Point of information.
Yes.
My understanding was that we would ask a 30-second question, and then each of the candidates would have a minute to respond. Not that we would all have one question for every candidate. That will keep us here all night. Do you understand the difference? Like, we don't do a round of Bob questions and then a round of Nancy questions.
Right.
And then
it
a round,
be,
we just do one round of questions for all of them. And they all answer each question.
And right now we're talking about Nancy asking a question that would go to Bob for a 1 minute response, Mike Lewis for a 1 minute response, and Venetia Patel Adams for a 1 minute response. Nancy, do you wish to ask your question now, or do you want to...
Later.
Nah.
Okay. Anissa, do you have a question for the three staff candidates?
No.
Okay. Venetia, do you have a question for the staff candidates? Okay. Rita, no. Casey?
No.
Okay, I'll pass for the moment. Alon?
No.
Okay, Dwayne?
How do you think you would be able to make a difference in this morass that's been described to you?
You have 1 minute to answer that starting now.
Well, I find the meeting rather interesting. That might be something that I would try to approach. I don't know. You know, I'm... As you mentioned, how we're feeling, and that's kind of where I'm feeling.
Thank you.
You know, I see myself similarly to you. I'm going to probably speak up maybe even more than you do.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, so the next person is Mike Lewis.
I would like to get on the program national board because I would like to get all the people in the diverse community to work together, stop
wait,
the
wait,
chaos.
Wait, let me stop here for a second. This is for the national board, and members of this body can serve on the program committee. You don't have to be on the national board to serve on the national board's programming committee. All of us can.
You're taking our time.
I know I am, but I'm going to give you the latitude. So, if you'll start over, why do you want to be on the Pacifica National Board?
I want to try.
That wasn't even the question.
Well, my question was, Mr. Chair,
be sir, how do you...
It's not your turn. If you would not restate my question inappropriately and incorrectly, my question was, what difference do you believe you will make in this morass that's been described?
I've had experience on bringing people together at the clubs I've worked at, the University of Houston, and I know how to raise money and reach people and convince them to donate to a station. This station needs money, and the network needs money, and that's one way to solve the problem, is to get people to start donating money to the station.
Okay, that's your, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, and Venetia Patel Adams.
That no, to be honest with you, but I'm also not under any like false impression of how difficult it is to work on the national board. So I don't know. I don't have a direct answer for that question, but you know, I'll do what I can. You know me, I'm not one to give up. And I am, again, I'm not under, I think the best thing I have going for me going into the, joining the board versus like all the other candidates is I've been on the national board and I very clearly understand what a clusterfuck it is, to excuse my language.
Thank you very much. That's all three candidates with Dwayne Lark's question. Okay, Ben, Ferda?
I'm wondering if we could just go around this way and state what you're running for. That's my question. What are you running for?
The program national board.
Bob Gardner, what are you running for is the question.
The Pacifica National Board for a year, right?
Thank you. And Venetia Patel Adams?
Are you serious right now?
That was the question.
To be staff representative on the Pacifica National Board, KPSB.
Okay.
Am I wrong? Like,
no,
what's going on?
I don't know. I can't respond. So,
right.
Susie Moreno, first for, it would be for Venetia, and then for the two other candidates are, I've lost it. For Bob and for Mike. Okay? Do you have a 1 minute question? 30 second question for the three candidates. Okay. Nancy, you passed. Do you continue to pass? Is there anybody else on the right side of the, this side of the room? Anybody else at all who passed the first time and wishes to ask a question? If not, we are ready to vote, I think, for the staff director for the Pacifica National Board. Okay, and Joseph, where do we stand on that? Do you want us to keep going?
Yeah, why don't you do the start the listener stuff? I'm
okay.
The staff ballots right now.
Okay. So
the listeners, right?
Yes. Dwayne Lark and Nancy are the two candidates, really, unless I'm missing something.
It's better than that to cry.
The people
who are here tonight. I'm sorry, and Venetia. So we have three candidates, and I'll start and go the opposite way around. Bob, can you formulate a question? And we will start with Nancy, and then Venetia, and then Dwayne. And, oh, wait a second.
Wait, Mr. Chair, I have a question.
I'm so confused.
Yes.
If it's only three candidates, and we have three positions,
no.
Why are we going through this?
No. I'm just confused.
Because there are other people who are running who are not here tonight who you can also vote for.
Very well. I got the answer.
I wish you hadn't asked, because I didn't know the answer. Okay, Bob, for your question for the three candidates who are here tonight, namely Dwayne Lark, Nancy Saibara Naratomi, and Venetia Williams, you have 30 seconds, they have 1 minute. Do you have a question?
No.
Okay. Anissa, do you have a question?
No.
Okay. Rita, do you have a question?
I do.
Please 30 seconds.
What would be your top priority as a member of the PNB, as a director?
Okay, we will start with Dwayne Mark, and then Nancy, and then Venetia.
Well, since I have a track record, I will stick with being that voice in the wilderness to report to you, to hold accountable those who are in control, to expose them, to admonish them, and to try to, as I have, head up a fundraising committee to try to get us out of the financial situation that they have put us in. But moreover, I believe that if we get a majority that isn't self-centered and self-directed into their own, drunk with their own power, we would be able to work collectively and bring different stars who've been on our airways that will help us raise the funds so they wouldn't be able to make this power grab. And that's one of the reasons they've targeted me.
One of the reasons why?